Power Hour Nation. So good to be with you. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com are our two websites. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brigman, and it's great to be with you. Like I said, a lot of news, big stories. There's a big story today, the biggest story in the country we'll probably lead with. And Uncle Kevin's riding shotgun. Good morning, Uncle Kevin.
Good morning, Dan. Another great day in America.
Yes, it is. John Whitehead from Rutherford Institute.
Oh, the Rutherford Institute. We love the Rutherford Institute.
Yes, it'll be.
If you want any constitutional answers, just ask.
It'll be great to talk to him, especially in light of everything that's going on.
Yeah,
get his perspective. And we will, tomorrow, Sherry Rogers is going to be on. So if you got any questions about Sherry Rogers, give you a note, especially the shortwave listeners. So if you want it, you know, we're live 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central every day. So 12 to 1 tomorrow, if you want to, you know, call in 844-769-2944, 844-769-2944, then you can, ask her whatever you want. It's been a little bit since she's been on because I've been gone and what have you. We have done some replays of her, but, you know, now more than ever, we need her advice to get ready. And I think that's what we need to do, get ready. So, we were talking about this morning, and I asked you what the biggest story in the, at least the country, probably the world, what's the biggest story in the country right now? And,
I didn't know it.
Yeah, you said it's Mike Ditka.
It's Mike Ditka.
go ahead and tell that story.
In my world, it's Mike Ditka.
Go ahead and tell that story real quick, and then we'll get to the gold story.
Mike Ditka, he was talking to the kneeling athletes. He had a simple phrase, get the hell out of my country.
Mike Ditka. That's what Iron Mike said.
Yeah.
You're quoting Mike, so
yes,
it's okay.
Yes, yes. If you can't respect our national anthem, get the hell out of our country. That's the way I feel, of course. I'm old-fashioned, so I'm only going to say what I feel. You don't protest against the flag, and you don't protest against your country, who's given you the opportunity to make a great living in sports. So that's what he has to say, and I agree with him.
You agree with him?
Yeah.
In what way?
Yeah. Why should they protest? You're making $1 million on the field. You want to protest outside the field? That's fine. Don't protest on the field.
Well, I don't. Well, if there's some injustice, I mean, there's some injustice.
I don't think there's any injustice for the most part. There's no racism. They have to make up racism in America too.
Racism exists, of course.
Of course, racism exists.
It's stupid to say it doesn't, but it's stupid, I think, to say that.
I don't think so.
I don't think that at all.
I don't know how
could they think that when we idolize black athletes. Who's the most famous athlete in the world, at least?
In America, Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan, black. Tiger Woods, black.
Black.
The Chinese or the Asian say he's black. The black say he's Chinese. I don't know. Half and half, I guess. I don't know.
I don't think we're racist.
Who cares?
Yeah.
The biggest story in the world this morning. Excuse me. Gosh. The biggest story.
Got you all choked up.
The biggest story in the world, in America, certainly. Gold is at an all-time high this morning, and, like, not even close, like, went way past it. 1945.
Yeah, it blew past it.
The highest close ever was 1921. I think it hit 1930, was the high intraday. So we went way past it to 1946. I think it's at 1945 right now, right before we went on the show. $1,945 spot price Wall Street ounce of gold. Of course, you can't buy it for that at the coin store.
Nope,
but
you can't.
But this is the highest price ever. Silver has went up, you know, on the end of last week. It was at the $22 mark. Well, not so much anymore. It is now at the $24 mark, 24 and 40 cents,
yes,
or 30 something cents, I think it's landed on right now.
$24.30.
It was at the 22 range. A couple days before that, it was in the 20 range. Mm-hmm. In less than a week, it has went from 20 to 24. That is a 20% increase in less than a week for a commodity. This is a commodity. This is a world commodity. Mm-hmm. and the prices went up 20-something percent in less than a week. And that's just the spot price, the Wall Street paper BS price.
Yes.
That's not the coin price. I called Mike over at River City. He's usually closed on Monday. So if you want his phone number, I will say his phone number, 573-334-1108. 573-334-1108. If you want a Silver Eagle, you are going to pay north of $30, maybe $32 now. You're going to pay somewhere north of $30 when the spot price is $24.36. Mm-hmm. I think
it
was.
Yeah, if you can get it.
If you can get it. For some of the other junk silver and stuff, you might pay a little less. What does this mean? Well, we've been talking about this. I'm very surprised that more people have not taken advantage of Joseph Smyer's offer on the straight money analysis.
Switching your IRAs over to
I mean,
gold and silver.
I don't care if you even read his newsletter. Yeah. To be able to have access to him for $149, be able to call him and ask him a question right now.
Yeah, what shall I do?
What do you think I should do? How would I do this? Blah, blah, blah. You're talking to one of the best minds out there.
Especially you got thousands and thousands in your IRA or wherever you have. What do you do with it?
You know? You can switch your, you think, well, I don't know. I just let somebody else do it. You can switch your IRA into gold and silver and gold stocks.
And he'll show you how to do it.
And all those things. You can do that. You can even switch it into coins. I don't know if you knew that, Lacey Dillon. Well, that's in here or there. You know, you have a opportunity. I'm just surprised more people haven't. We're not a financial advisement radio show here, but you know, if you've listened to the show for the last little bit, gold and silver up dramatically, cryptocurrencies up really strong. Bitcoin's over 10,000. I think it was 10,002 this morning. Last time we talked last week, it was in just over 9,000.
Yep.
That's less than a week. That's, 12-13%?
Yeah.
That it's gone up. Ethereum's went up about 40%.
Yep.
The two biggest cryptocurrencies out there are Bitcoin and Ethereum. Ethereum is up almost 40% in the last about week.
Yeah. And in my opinion, headed higher.
Well, Marcia sent me a video. One of our listeners sent a video, and there's, you know, I listen to a lot of videos. See, here's what she did. She sent me this video. She texted to me. She said, listen to the first 2 minutes, and this is why. So I said, okay, I can do that. If you want me to listen to something, that's how you do it. I'm not trying to be rude or offensive. It's just,
I'm not doing a 20-minute video.
20 minutes. People send me 15-minute video. This is the greatest video ever. You have to watch it. It's 54 minutes long. I'm like, oh my gosh.
No, you ain't going to get it watched.
Yeah, it ain't getting watched. I'm sorry. If you say, watch from 30 minutes to 35 minutes, and it's about this, and it'll blow your mind.
Right.
Then it's a good chance I'll watch it. Okay, here's the video. I'll just let it play.
Yeah,
play. Judy Shelton, this is big. This is big, ladies and gentlemen. You think, well, I don't care about financial markets. I don't care about money. Well, you better. It's just like politics. You don't care about politics. Politicians care about you. Well, money cares about you.
Yes.
Here's the, I'll just play it. There's a little intro from a quote by Rothschild, but it's interesting. Little music sounds like NBC. This is from Darren Moore.
I care not what puppet is placed upon the throne of England to rule the empire on which the sun never sets. The man who controls Britain's money supply controls the British Empire, and I control the British money supply. On March 31st, 2018, the Edmund D. Rothschild Fund published that they would be investing in SBI Ripple for XRP.
Oh, wow.
The Rothschild Fund invested in SBI because it owns an 8.7 stake in Ripple's XRP. Or 8 points.
Okay, so XRP, for you don't know, that's Ripple. That's a cryptocurrency. It's a banking cryptocurrency that's been out there. There's been suspicion. Oh, that's been set up by the banks that that's where they want to go with this. Okay, this lends you to believe that. They got the Rothschild Fund is $8 billion deep into it, if that means anything to you.
7 billion XRP. The elites are in control and they're positioning their wealth accordingly. The news revolving around crypto, the macro events, the regulation, the software, payment hubs, G20, COVID, stimulus, the falling global economy, the world is setting up for a digital asset paradigm shift. This setup is no coincidence.
Would returning to a gold standard help the U.S. economy? What, can you talk a little about your thoughts on that?
Well, I would say I don't see it so much as returning, but more of a back to the future.
Okay.
I think that...
Today, the Senate Banking Committee has...
That was Judy Shelton, by the way, for, you know, head of the Fed. You know, they're going to talk about this.
She's important, that lady.
Well, listen to what she says here.
Approve Judy Shelton for a nomination to the Federal Reserve Board of Governors.
What a gold standard stands for is monetary discipline for its own sake. That is, if...
Monetary discipline for its own sake. Debts are at an all-time high. More stimulus will be coming.
Money is supposed to be a unit of account and a reliable measure and a dependable store of value. It really shouldn't be subject to who's the chairman of the Federal Reserve.
Remember, President Trump is the one pushing for Judy Shelton to get in.
I think that money needs to be stable and provide the foundation for productive economic growth.
Bringing back the gold standard would be very hard to do, but boy, would it be wonderful. We'd have a standard on which to base our money.
I like the idea of a gold standard. I mean, it could be used in a very cryptocurrency way.
There is no such thing as a coincidence. And this screen...
Do you hear what she just said? In a very cryptocurrency kind of way? Okay, I'll stop the video there. It goes on. It's pretty interesting. Maybe we'll put it up on our website so you can check this out. This is the biggest story in the world. Okay, just so you know, over the past, again, the week, everything broke. When silver broke, I said to my wife, I said, it's happened. She said, what's happened? my water didn't break. No, your water didn't break. Silver broke.
Yeah.
It's just about as seismic, right?
Yeah.
When silver broke, this was the signal that everything's breaking and everything's turning and everything's changing. And I'm not saying it's going to happen tomorrow, but it's like the door's open.
Yes.
It's here in the next foreseeable short term.
And the camel is sticking its nose underneath the tent.
Right. And so just this week, Visa invested heavily in payment processing using cryptocurrencies, basically a national monetary system run on cryptocurrencies. Mm-hmm. MasterCard has done the same. The OCC, we did the story last week, the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, they sent a letter to all federal banks, all Federal Reserve banks, that they can... Now listen to this. This is monumental, and it went under the radar like nobody, like it didn't matter. Like you were talking about the baseball score for the day. They announced that all federally sanctioned banks can be holders of cryptocurrency assets. What does that mean? Well, when you go to your bank, they can hold CDs, they can hold safe deposit box, they can hold your money, they can hold loans, yeah. They can hold all kind of assets.
Right.
Up until this time, up until, you know, 5 years ago, the banks looked at cryptocurrency, at least publicly, they looked at cryptocurrencies with disdain. Mm-hmm. If you tried to buy cryptocurrencies, they would shut your account down.
Yeah, a lot of banks wouldn't let you do it.
They wouldn't even let you do it. Mm-hmm. And now they're saying from Washington, the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency is saying banks can now hold cryptocurrencies. The infrastructure is mostly in place by these banks. It's that they are rushing now to put the public front, the back door structures that they have been building for a couple of years,
yeah,
at least, is now they're working to get them into the public.
Yeah.
To give you an idea, the gold and silver market is worth trillions. Of course, it is a paper market. I will give you that. But there's trillions.
Upon trillions
of dollars in the gold and silver market on the paper market. Okay. The cryptocurrency market, the cap, you can go to coinmarketcap.com, and the cap on cryptocurrencies right now is about 300 billion.
Billion, yeah.
Billion.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah.
At its all-time high, it got about 900 billion. Yeah, now, it didn't, right. I don't think it broke a trillion.
I don't think it was close to a trillion.
900 billion. Mm-hmm. That is all-time high. This is setting up, this is not financial advice, this is just a commentary, this is just an observation. We have had guests come on here and talk about the biggest wealth transfer. Joseph Meyer came on, talked about asset classes are all revaluing.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest the biggest, let me say it again, the biggest wealth transfer you have ever even imagined in your life is about upon us.
Transfer and, forget it. I lost it.
Okay. This
creation. Transfer and creation.
The biggest wealth transfer in the history of the world is upon us. And all these signs are pointing. Gold, silver, cryptocurrencies are the assets of choice for Judy Shelton, for the banks, for the OCC, mm-hmm. for the Federal Reserve, for, I suspect, Donald Trump, who's come out publicly, been a huge gold bug. Mm-hmm. We've heard the rumors about China and their gold holdings. It's been pretty obvious. All the major people who have anything to say about this have been clear about their intentions for a gold-backed yuan that is on the runs on the structure of a blockchain cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
This is all upon us. And if this means nothing to you, okay.
It's fine.
I suggest that you figure out what it means to you. That's all I'm saying. I don't want you to ever say that the Power Hour didn't warn you about this.
Well, 2 years ago, Jamie Dimon came out and absolutely trashed cryptos. And what did he do? He after he got off the air, he went straight to the exchange and bought the highest amount of cryptos that anybody ever bought. A year and a half ago?
Yeah, the public side, he badmouthed Bitcoin and it went down like 2,000 or 3,000. And on the private side, out the back door, he bought a massive hoard of Bitcoin.
Yeah, the biggest amount ever somebody had bought.
Now, I'm sure a lot of you are like, what do I care about this? This is the devil's money. Well, so is the dollar bills you have so are the dollar bills that you have in your wallet. You know, it's like, I was talking to Marcia. She was saying, well, we're neck deep. We go to the bank and get the dollars and, you know, it's not silver coins. You know, it's not like it was 70 years ago that you go and get silver money and quarters and it was backed by silver. Mm-hmm. What do you think? You're neck deep into this system. And I'm saying this for myself, for my family, because I want to ride on top of it. I want to be in it. I don't want to be hit by the tsunami. Yeah. I want to ride on top of it.
Yes, me too.
I don't want to be destroyed by it. This is the biggest story in the world. There's been many countries where gold has already been an all-time high, but because of the dollar's strength, and it's only the dollar's strength in relation to the other currencies. America is basically the last country where gold reached its all-time high. Gold this morning, on a furious rally, blew past an all-time high and is now poised to go where? I don't know. Joseph Meyer, he looked for 2,500 before the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Gold is silver. He said it'll hit 1,850, then it'll hit 21, then it'll hit 28 in succession, super quick, and probably over 50 by the end of the year.
Yeah, and close that gap between gold and silver.
Gold and silver ratio. Now, if you know anything about this, traditionally, when you mine, we're talking a lot about this. You think, well, I don't care any about it. I promise you, you may not think you care about this. This is the face of money, the face of transactions, of loans, of business, of everything in the world is turning, and it is all broken, and it is all about to change.
I agree. And that ratio, usually it was about 15%.
16 or 20 to 1.
Right.
Traditionally, that, you know, a silver dollar was about an ounce of silver, a little less, but about an ounce of silver. And then a $20 gold piece was about an ounce of gold. So it was about 20 to 1 for a long time.
And then it went up to about 115 to 1. At one point, about
meaning it takes 115 ounces of silver to equal the same monetary dollar value of gold. Okay, now it's back down to about 80.
Yeah.
That's still exceptionally high.
Yeah,
exceptionally high.
And everybody that I've talked to says that gap is going to close within the next couple of years. And if it does, that means silver is going to really explode.
Totally agree. So this is an important story. and what that means for the changing and Judy Shelton getting in the federal head of the Federal Reserve.
That's huge.
It's a huge step towards, you know, she wants a gold standard. She said sound money, accounting money. Did you hear what she said?
She did.
For economic growth. The future of the world's economy, fiat money, this growth out of perpetual growth and basically stealing our effort and wealth is over.
Over.
They've run they
can't go any far.
They've run the car out of gas. They've run it out of oil. The tires are all bald. It's about to just die on the road.
Yeah.
And so they have to transition to something else. And this is where it's going. And when I tell you, again, this is not financial advice. This is my opinion. I have spent a lot of time researching this, talked to very intelligent people. The biggest wealth transfer, money flow in the history of the known world is just about upon us. That's where we stand. So you say, well, I don't have any money, so it doesn't matter. Okay, but you still need to understand this because it's going to affect you. And just like Napster, if you remember Napster with the digital music for adoption, all these cryptocurrencies, especially these major ones, I believe they are going to explode in price because they want adoption. They want you to understand this and know how to, have the idea of digital currencies, cryptocurrencies going forward, just like they did with Napster.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then eventually then iTunes came on and started charging you for digital music.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's my firm opinion is about this. They have to have adoption. So how are they going to have adoption if nobody knows about it? They need all these cryptocurrencies to get adoption.
Yeah, I agree.
So we're coming on the first break. On the other side, more news. Really interesting story out of Walmart and masks. And this is very important, the mask debate, because it's the same debate. If you don't want to have the vaccine question, the vaccine debate, and being put in an uncomfortable position, you better scream bloody murder now about this mask.
I agree.
Because, I was sitting there walking around the store. I was thinking, well, why do they care if I have a mask, if they have a mask on? Doesn't the mask protect them? Isn't that the same argument about vaccines? So they're already using this to be ready for that argument. The ultimate argument about vaccines is, well, you got vaccinated. What do you care if I do? That's the ultimate argument. And they said, well, the same thing with the mask. Do you see? Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Power Hour. We'll be right back. More news. Huge story about masks in Walmart. Stay tuned.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
What in the world is this crazy Willard water?
It's a proprietary solution. It's a water additive that was invented by my grandfather, Dr. John Willard, and hence the name Willard Water. Boosts a number of different things. We see most prominently that it's increasing the absorption, utilization, and storage of nutrients in the cells. So, for example, if people were drinking, we see a big boost in B vitamin absorption utilization. If you see it in plants, we see a big boost in their ability to absorb and retain fertilizers or nutrients in the soils. I think we see with things like microbes. If you used a microbe on soil, for example, to replenish the soil, and you sprayed our Willard water on it, go through that replenishing cycle much faster.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Numana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food storage I love to eat. Yum!
The Supreme Court violated their oath to the Constitution and laws of the United States. Find out how in this new book, The Electoral College for Patriots, by Town Crier. This anti-constitutional decision may get exploited to convert our country from a once great republic to just another democracy on the ash heap of history. Read The Electoral College for Patriots by Town Crier so you'll know who to blame for this travesty of the justices. Available online at theelectoralcollegeforpatriots.com and online wherever books are sold.
I'm really excited about later this week. We're having Town Crier on, who wrote the book about the Electoral College for Patriots.com. You can go get the book there. Supreme Court violated their oath to the Constitution and laws of the United States. Find out how in this new book, The Electoral College for Patriots by Town Crier. This anti-constitutional decision may get exploited to convert our country from a once great republic to just another democracy on the ash heap of history. Read The Electoral College for Patriots by Town Crier so you will know who to blame for this travesty of justices. Available online, theelectoralcollegeforpatriots.com. That's theelectoralcollegeforpatriots.com and wherever books are sold. So really looking forward to interviewing him. Tomorrow, like I said, Dr. Sherry Rogers will be on, and you can get questions in. And Jerome Corsi the next day.
Oh, we're going to have Wayne Elliott.
Yeah, Jerome Corsi. I'm interested, especially after he's
exonerated.
Exonerated, I guess, or leave him alone, or I'd like to hear his opinion. That'd be great. Strauss products, 10% off, and the Iron Earth. And it'd be great to have some of that Iron Earth for your remineralize your soil. Happy Bodies products formulated by Dr. Rogers are also on sale. Flash sale, ancient minerals, magnesium products. We do have some of those left. The ancient magnesium body butter, the flakes, the lotion, and the lotion ultra, all on sale from Robert Redfern. I've used the lotion. It's great.
Mm-hmm.
You got sore muscles, your lower back. It's great. Try it. And the magnesium is fantastic. Optivita vitamin C, also now at the Power Mall. The Hyper Ease from North American Urban Spice. Is a great great new product, Hyper Ease. Now available, The Victory for State Sovereignty by Sheriff Richard Mack. That is a very important little book, and I believe you need to read that and be aware of that and be aware of that case. And it goes with the Pocket Constitution, which we also have. Purely C Bulk Powder, Zeotrex, which cleanses heavy metals out of your body. Zeotrex from Dr. Group.
Oh, that's good stuff.
Oxy Lift, Oxy Sulfur, need the oxygen. I mean, right now, we talked about financial investments and non-financial investments or money flow, whatever. Right now, the big key is your health. And, you know, I don't, if you don't get these product or you don't get these vitamins, you don't get these minerals, you don't get these, the detox from the Power Mall, where are you going to get them? Cause you need them. Healthy Balance from Mother Earth Minerals is backed by popular demand. And that's, several key minerals, calcium included, magnesium included, potassium, all in one liquid. You know, normally if you get them separate, you can't mix them under your tongue. That's what I did. That they don't work well, but he's combined them in the one formula. So they do absorb. And you can put
way better idea.
It's just all in one bottle.
All in one bottle.
Save money, and yep, it works, and it's fantastic.
Easy.
It goes right into your blood.
Yep.
The Tranquil, the natural anxiety aid, from Matthew Pfeiffer, we have on sale, and the REM sleep, the OptiVita vitamin D, it's non-GMO, astaxanthin with DHA, the essential digestive plus. If you're not taking some kind of digestive aid with your food, why not?
Yeah, absolutely.
You should. Hyzorb Q10 also. And many other great products over at the Power Mall. ThePowerMall.com. I've gotten so many questions and inundated with Numana. Look, the only place you're going to get Numana on sale is at the Power Mall. That's it. So check that out. ThePowerMall.com, ThePowerMall.com. Give them a call, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. John Rutherford, I did it again.
John Whitehead.
He had to legally change his name. John Rutherford.
Yeah, he helped start the institution.
Yeah, Rutherford.org. John Whitehead will be here in about 30 minutes, and we'll do a little more news. Any other stories you want to get before we get to the main part of this news, Kev?
Let me see here.
Well, let's just talk about the riot. You don't want to talk about the particular stories, but there's a lot of riots going on.
Oh, yeah. I heard there's a lot of arrests, too.
In the Portland area.
That's going on. So, you know, if they keep on arresting the leaders, and that I think that the major riots are going to slowly just dissipate and go away. I hope.
Well, one of those, the Back the Blue rally in America. I have such mixed feelings about this because, of course, I am for law and order, but the same
constitutional.
But I don't just out of hand back the blue. But you're forced to be in a position to you want to back the police and back the blue against what they're dealing with, and I feel sorry for them, but. Anyway, so I'm a little torn for several reasons.
Are you talking about that Ted Nugent story? Ted Nugent?
No, that was in New York, right?
That was in New York.
No.
Oh.
Maybe, yes, this is the, yeah. This yeah. Yes, yeah. Ted Nugent story, yes.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Ted.
Yeah, he was on, and I was listening to him. He was threatened by Cuomo. If you come in here, we're gonna put you in quarantine for 14 days, so you're not gonna be able to do your concert anyway. He flew all the way in to play at that
at the rally,
and he sat. Yeah, I don't know if he landed there, but he said if he got out, we're gonna put you in quarantine. So he just flew back to Texas, and he said all the cops are fuming about that, you know, because they wanted this thing to go off, you know.
Well, you just basically described kind of the atmosphere. Back the Blue rally. Excuse me. The editorial is brought to you by National Spokesman for Law Enforcement Today, Kyle Reyes. I'm disgusted. I'm embarrassed. My heart is broken for America that we've lost this morning. Come on, Kyle. We've lost America. That's what you're upset about because you couldn't do your rally? I mean, why weren't you upset about with the Bill of Rights? I mean, see, this is the problem I have.
The enigma that you have.
You're right. This is the paradox of this. The police, you know, they can't do their rally, so we've lost America. What about the Bill of Rights, Kyle?
Yeah.
Have you been talking about the Bill of Rights? I mean, I don't know. Maybe he has.
Maybe,
I don't know.
Yeah.
I proudly announced on Fox and Friends that Law Enforcement Today was proudly joining a number of other groups and taking part in the largest Back the Blue event in America. Acclaimed keynote speaker Paul Butler and I were going to be the joint masters of ceremonies. We had rock and roll legend Ted Nugent fly in. The first wave in the attack came from Facebook after 6,300 people RSVP'd to the event. 6,000 people were going to this event. That's just RSVP.
Yeah, I heard it was going to be 10,000 to 15,000 people.
Well, that's just the ones that initially RSVP'd.
Oh, 6,000. Yeah, they were excited about it.
The page was taken down by the social media giant.
Oh, that, yeah.
Facebook took it down.
They're blocking a lot of places that I used to go to. Can't go there. Have to go to DuckDuckGo.
It didn't come as a surprise. I'm the same guy that just got a lifetime ban from LinkedIn last month for sharing an article about a guy who tried to kill two cops. We are sort of used to it. But what happened today? Today it became evident just how legitimate the war on law enforcement is. Congressman Clay Higgins and Ted Nugent are not allowed to attend an event.
That's right.
And that apparently comes directly from Governor Cuomo's office.
Yes.
So they tried a new approach. We're going to go on the state police detail ensuring the security of Congressman Higgins and Ted Nugent were told they weren't allowed to offer protection to. Their careers were threatened. Then their families were threatened. So we came up with a new plan. We had dozens of blue knights who were going to provide safe passage. And that's when the governor apparently pulled the ultimate Trump card. He instructed the health department to ensure that upon landing in the state, Congressman Higgins and Nugent would either be turned around and sent back or forced into mandatory 14-day quarantine. This is disgusting.
And I heard before we go any further that any cops attending that rally were going to get fired. I have no confirmation about that, but that's what I heard.
So our hearts, our support goes out to you, Kyle, and to everything that you're doing. We're for you 100% in some regards, and in this regard, we certainly are.
And you cops should go arrest Cuomo for doing unconstitutional things.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
We got a caller we'll get to in just a second. Just hang on a second, Tom. J.K. Rowling says society risks, quote, medical scandal over uncontrolled experiment of transgenderism. J.K. Rowling has been really critical of the transgender movement. And in the U.K., basically the psychiatrists are standing down and let them do anything basically experiment on these children.
That's all they're doing.
And that's what she's saying. So what in the world's going on here?
And a lot are having to do with those people who got, what's that, from the vaccines.
I don't know. Damaged?
They're damaged from the vaccines. They're taking those kids and turning them into trans.
McConnell prepares to unveil GOP's $1 trillion coronavirus stimulus framework. $1 trillion.
Wow.
For all those people who said, oh, that's the end of the stimulus, I said, they just put 50 million people out of work. Give me a break.
No,
of course they're going to.
They're just going to keep on printing until we change over to money.
Italy's Giglio Island sees zero residents with coronavirus. Nobody's sick, even though several people have come, tourists and visitors have come who had coronavirus, including one at a funeral, coughing all over the place. Nobody on the island is sick. Maybe it's one of those islands where they eat tons of garlic or something.
Yeah, or they got tests that test real.
Some police in Arkansas refuse to enforce coronavirus mask orders because they lack the manpower. How about the constitutional authority?
See,
that's my problem.
Right, I agree.
That's my problem. You want to restore America, Kyle? Then say we're going to enforce the Bill of Rights.
That's right.
If you want to do something, Kyle.
That's right.
Poll, majority of voters support mask mandates punishable by fine or jail time. This is a Breitbart. They say it's 53% strongly support, 19% somewhat support. That's 72% have somewhat of a support for this. It seems high.
I don't believe it.
I believe it is high.
I believe it is high.
Every time I walk around Walmart, the looks I get, and I don't know.
I don't believe it.
U.S. closes consulate in China after a Houston order. So tit for tat, you're going to close our consulate, then we're going to close yours.
Exactly.
Whatever.
Well, I'm glad the Chinese are out of here to stop their spying, or at least a little bit.
Get them out of schools.
Yeah,
they're all in
their
schools.
They're all in our colleges. Yeah.
And one of my brother-in-law was in science and in school. And on the front line of a lot of experimentation. He's a foreign students are running around all the time, looking around, all trying to get in on, see what kind of patents and experiments are being done.
Yeah, absolutely. Antifa, they're stealing everything.
Antifa rioters call themselves journalists to avoid federal crackdown. Hmm. So we're not rioters. What's that brick in your hand?
Yeah.
Well, I'm taking notes on it.
Yeah, exactly.
Before I throw it in the window.
Yeah, yeah.
Trump's national security advisor tests positive for COVID-19. Who really cares?
Yeah, who cares?
Lindsey Graham teases evidence FBI, quote, this is his quote, lied their ass off to Congress. Senator Lindsey Graham on Sunday teased the release of evidence showing that the FBI. I'm tired of this. Arrest them.
Yeah, arrest them. Yeah, me too.
I'm tired of this nonsense.
Sick of it. You got the evidence, arrest
them. Then go arrest them.
Yes.
This is supposedly the worst thing ever and one of the biggest tragedies of justice in the history of America. Then go arrest them.
It's only been going on 3.5, 4
years.
God
almighty.
It's disgusting.
UK launches obesity plan over link with COVID-19. So with the COVID, they're going to say, well, by the way, you can't promote sugary, salty, junk food. They're going to control.
All right.
This is a nanny state. You can't, so you can't buy a bag of chips?
I guess not.
It's like Cuomo taking the salt. Was that Cuomo?
No, it was Bloomberg taking the salt off the restaurant. And a big gulp sodas.
Yeah. Report 59 shot, 3 killed over the weekend in Mayor Lightfoot, Chicago.
Who didn't know that?
So was that, you know? So was that COVID? Was that COVID related?
Yeah, that's just a weekend in Chicago. That's just a weekend in Chicago. You want to have fun? Go to Chicago.
Shoo.
Dodge the bullets.
Mayor Lightfoot acknowledged President Trump would be sending in federal agents to help curtail the gun violence. Why do they say gun violence? It's violence.
Yeah.
What about the stabbings? He's not going to stop the stabbings either.
And the beatings with the
Chicago.
Bats.
But the Chicago Tribune reported Lightfoot made clear she'll be ready to use the courts to stop the use of federal agents if she believes the administration overreaches. Quote, I don't put anything past this administration. Boy, that's just really rich. You standing up there saying that, lady. Mm-hmm.
Cucciano, or whoever that guy is in the Trump administration, he said that the federal government had a right to protect its citizens, and that's what why they can go into Chicago and do that.
I don't buy that.
Well, that's what he said.
Are the states sovereign, or are they subjects of the federal government? I mean, that's really what the Civil War is about. You really want to know what the Civil War? I just described the Civil War in one sentence.
One sentence, yeah, absolutely.
Are the states sovereign entities, or are they subjects of the federal infrastructure? Which one?
Yep.
I don't put anything past this administration, Lightfoot said, which is why we continue to be diligent. Why we continue diligent? Oh, she's so diligent. That's why people are killing people left and right.
Mm-hmm.
We continue to be ready. Ready for what? So they're ready to stop the Trump administration,
right,
but not ready to slow down the killings.
Killing, yeah.
If we need to stop them and use the courts to do so, we are ready to do that. Oh, that's great.
Well, if they stop the killings, they'll stop all that drug money.
Trump cancels Florida GOP convention, citing coronavirus. Don't like that. After COVID cancels all flights, one man sailed solo across the Atlantic to reach his 90-year-old father. What a cool story.
What a wild man. That's excellent.
Yeah, he couldn't.
How old was he?
His father was 90 years old.
Oh.
47-year-old Mariner, so he's 47 years old.
Wow. What did he go on?
He couldn't. If you let me read the story, then I'll tell you. Most of us know the adage, you can't go home again, but it seems Juan Manuel Ballestero never got the memo. As the true implications of a COVID crisis grew increasingly dire, he wanted to, more than anything else, to be reunited with his elderly parents. The problem? He was in Portugal, and all international flights had been canceled, with a dawning 5,600 miles in the Atlantic Ocean between him and his family.
Wow.
5,600 miles. Ballestero was faced with a seemingly insurmountable dilemma, but the 47-year-old mariner came up with a daring solution. He'd simply sail home.
On a sailboat?
Sensing time was of the essence, he feared the local port would soon begin restricting travel. The urgency of the situation left him with no window to second-guess the decision. Within 24 hours, he decided to take the one-way ticket, and there was no going back. He'd be right, too. By the time he was ready to embark, authorities on the tiny Portuguese island warned him that if he left, he could not return. I didn't want to stay like a coward on an island where there was no cases. I wanted to do everything possible to return home. The most important thing for me was to be with my family. A scant few days later, after provisioning, the 29-foot sailboat. 29-foot sailboat. That ain't very big.
You can get tossed around in the ocean.
With what he hoped would be enough rice, fruit, canned tuna, and wine. I guess he had to have he drank a lot of wine before he stepped on that thing. Ballestero made ready to weigh anchor, trusting that faith would get him where he needed to go. Like a modern-day Odysseus, he set sail in mid-March and the port of in 75 days. Took him 75 days.
3 months.
It wasn't without hardships. His food supply dwindled, and authorities at Cape Verde, the port where he'd hoped to restock, refused him entry. Once past the equator, he ran out of fuel and was left to rely purely on wind. Gosh, this is an amazing story.
Yeah.
On day 38, he ran out of wine.
Oh.
He's a little heavy-handed with the wine, I guess. Then the wind quit, leaving his sailboat sitting in the doldrums for 10 days. During that time, barnacles grew on the hull, which would create drag and slow him down. I didn't know barnacles could go in 10 days. So he was forced to dive under the vessel, scrape them off, risking a shark attack. With no one aboard to help, should he run into trouble, the situation was potentially perilous. But he proved lucky. The wind eventually picked up, allowing him to resume course. As the journey dragged on, Ballesteros' faith was continually challenged, but he never truly panicked. Quote, I wasn't afraid, but I did have a lot of uncertainty. It was very strange to sail in the middle of a pandemic with humanity teetering around me. Faith keeps you standing in these situations. Wow. By the time Ballesteros reached home, 85 days. So it was 85 days total. Immediately upon entering the port, he was tested for COVID, cleared. Exhausted but ecstatic, he and his dad were reunited in time for Father's Day. Just like the saga of Odysseus, Juan Manuel's exploits revealed a few key truths. For the Argentine son who would be stuck halfway across the globe facing his father's mortality alone, there's no place like home. And for the sailor whose skill and faith is steadfast, where there's a will, there's surely to be a way.
Did they say how much weight he lost? If he lost any?
No. Oh. No. I got to get to this Walmart story. This is such a good story. Yeah. NASA-designed perfume gives you the smell of outer space without leaving orbit. You know what the smell of outer space?
What's it smell like?
A rather pleasant metallic sensation. Sweet-smelling welding fumes, burning metal, a distinct odor of ozone.
As they're putting the ship together.
How do they know what the smell of outer space? Nobody goes out without a mask in outer space.
I guess they're just talking about when they put the ship together.
I don't know. High-profile California church defies state order to shut down. Christ, not Caesar, is the head of our church.
Bingo. Right. Bingo.
The church was supposed to be set up just like the press. There's three bodies of government in America. The fourth and fifth are supposed to be the press and the church as far as the body of what makes up our republic. And they're supposed to be independent.
That's right.
That's why you don't tax them. The power to tax is the power to destroy. MacArthur wrote, when officials mandate distancing, they attempt to impose a restriction that in principle makes it impossible to experience the close communion between believers that is commanded in Romans, Corinthians, and Thessalonians. In all those spheres, we must submit to our God. Submit to God, not Caesar. You know, that's the famous line that the Jews supposedly said about Jesus. We have no God but Caesar.
Right.
Well, terrible is the country whose God is anybody but Caesar. There's nobody but Caesar, I should say.
And our buddy Roberts, what was it, 2 weeks ago with that decision about the churches?
Yeah.
Roberts is.
U.S. citizens across the country. Here, let me get this story, Walmart. Where is it? Walmart, Home Depot will not enforce diaper mandates following violent confrontations, meaning the face diaper mandates. Nearly every day, there's another story about a fight breaking out over the wearing of masks. What have I told you? I am not compliant. I'm getting difficult.
Yep.
That is my new stance. I am difficult.
We walked right in there.
I am difficult.
We didn't wear it.
I am not going to be compliant anymore.
Nope.
And apparently a lot of other people did, and a lot of fights have been breaking out. Just a couple of days ago, a Starbucks barista in California was allegedly punched in the face for asking the customer to put a mask on. And a couple of weeks ago, a New York man allegedly assaulted a manager, and it goes on and on.
Good.
I am so proud.
Good.
I am so proud of people saying no.
Absolutely.
And if they want to fight about it, some people are saying, fine, we will fight about it.
Right.
You want to try to make me wear a mask? I ain't going to knock you out.
Yep.
And what is this doing? The confrontations have turned deadly. A security guard at a Family Dollar store in Michigan was shot dead.
Wow.
In May after he told a customer to wear a mask. People are on edge.
Yeah.
And
people are sick of this crap.
Right.
Now, sick of it.
I'm not for people getting murdered.
I don't want anybody killed.
But I don't want people controlled either.
Nope.
I'd rather people be getting killed than people be getting controlled.
Yeah.
Now a bunch of big stores are deciding the fight just isn't worth it. The 20th? So less than a week ago, Walmart was making it mandatory.
That's right. Yeah, about a week ago.
Walmart, Home Depot, Lowe's, CVS, and Walgreens, along with other nationwide retailers, say they'll serve customers even if they violate mask mandates, according to CNN. The retailers simply want to avoid confrontations between angry customers and employees. Saying no wins.
Right.
Being difficult wins.
Yeah. And you have to know that all these companies are tracking how many people wear the mask and how many people are compliant and not.
They got a little counter when they come in.
They do. And it's for the vaccines that's coming up.
Well, that's what I've said. I don't know if it is or isn't, but it certainly is on a bigger, esoteric argument or esoteric discussion. The argument is, well, just wear a mask. Don't wear a mask for me. Wear a mask for everybody
Joey
else.
Over there, yeah.
Wear a mask for, that's what you're hearing.
Yeah.
This is the same argument. These masks.
And that's why we have to say, no, we ain't wearing them. We ain't wearing them.
It has been proven. In fact, not only proven, it says it on the box, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Says it on the box.
Yes.
That these masks do not stop the transfer of COVID.
Yeah, coronavirus.
Okay. Really any virus. Not just COVID, any virus. Okay.
Yeah.
So if that's the case, then why are you so hell-bent on making people wear them?
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's insane. So then it becomes, okay, is this a social contract? Is this social training? What other conclusion can you come to? Because it ain't about, it's about, well, the optics of it or trying to appear like you do. I mean, what? What is it for? I don't want to wear one.
Yeah, and I don't want a vaccine.
I can't breathe with the damn thing on.
And even if I could, I would wear one.
So this is the same argument. We have to win this.
Yes, you think we have to win it.
I just want to go to the store, and I just want to buy my... I understand you just want to do that. So you're going to give away your liberty to go do it? You're going to bow? Are you going to get a vaccine to go do it? That's my question to you.
That's the next thing.
Are you going to get a vaccine to go shop at Walmart?
That's right.
That's my question to you. If you answer no, you don't want to do that, then you better get vocal about this stupid mask.
That's exactly right. I ain't wearing it. I don't care what you say.
No, I'm not wearing. Why do you want? Tell them. See, it says it on the box. It doesn't even stop the transfer of virus.
Right.
It says it right on the box. Why?
This is a big story.
Huge story.
Yep.
Almost as big as the gold story.
Yep, huge.
That we, pushing out our will, fighting, hitting people, shooting people,
right.
We're not doing it. They finally said, okay, fine,
yep.
Fine.
Yep.
Don't wear one. Just go shop. That's right. Thank you very much. Thank you for your consideration. God bless you. You're listening to the Power Hour. We'll be right back.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling 1-877-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com today.